Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you had to write a headline for today's gospel reading that we heard, Jesus walking on water and Peter coming to him, what would your headline be? I suppose if you're one of those modern media outlets, you might have a headline something like this. Terrified men mistake first water skier for a ghost. And the miracle and the power of Jesus would be denied. However, there was no boat pulling Jesus, was there? And no rope in his hand, Sherlock. There is no explanation for how a man walks on water, or turns it into wine, or washes away sin. What God said in the book of Job today here applies very well. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Or when I said to the sea, thus far you shall come and no farther, and here your proud waves be stayed. And later, have you entered into the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Funny how Job, written thousands of years earlier, seemed to prophesy about the walking on water without a wakeboard, without skis. A different headline. If you were writing for the Boat Safety Commission, your headline might be Man Overboard Procedural Exception. You know, here's normally what you do when there's a man overboard. But there's one major exception. It's called the Peter-Jesus exception. Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. He said, Lord, if it is you, tell me, command me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, come. One word, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. At this point, there was no need for the boat to circle around and save Peter. He was fine. No need to throw a floaty, a life jacket, nothing. Peter, too, was on top of the water, not by his own power, but on the power of him who said, come. That word from Jesus is a very powerful word, isn't it? Come. Come, follow me. He told his disciples, and every single one of them came. I don't think any of the disciples said no. Every single disciple, he said, come, follow me, came. Come, let us go, Jesus said often. Come and see. And so we remember that powerful word every time we pray at mealtime. Come, Lord Jesus. We borrow a word from Jesus that enabled Peter to walk on water. Come. And you can count on this truth. Jesus comes to you. Because he said, come to you in the first place, you come. Just as it says in Scripture, we love because he first loved us. We come because he first said to us, come. Come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come. Come to me. Come to the cross. Come to the open tomb. See what I've done for you. Come. See what I, the Lord, am doing for your sake. Come. Come to the wedding feast. Last week we heard, come, buy wine, buy milk without price. Come. Come and dwell where I am. And in the meantime, I will come and dwell with you in your baptism, in the Lord's Supper. In my word, I come and be with you. I'm with you always, even to the very end of the age when he will come again. And what do we do as God's people? We sing back, I come, O Savior, to your table. Lamb of God, I come, I come. Peter came to Jesus. All was good with Peter on the water. He walked by faith, not by sight. Until Peter saw the wind. He became afraid. He began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus wasted no time. It says he immediately reached out his hand, took hold of him, saying to him, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? As you can see, doubting is not the difference between sink or swim. You know why? Because sink or swim is all you're doing, isn't it? Doubting is not the difference between sink or swim, because that's you all the way. Doubting is actually the difference between walking on water, coming to Jesus, or sinking into the abyss. Likewise, the life of faith that we share, it's not a matter of sink or swim. That would be all you, your power. Our life of faith is built on a more sturdy foundation. The word and work of Christ that says, "Come to me." And the help of the Helper, the Holy Spirit, to cast out doubt, to cast out fear, to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and walk in Christ's ways. Always looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It's not sink or swim. It's walk by faith. Or drown in doubt and fear. Which will it be for you? The last headline for today, the headline of the church that we remember when we think about this text and hear it, it comes from the last part of our text today in Matthew 14 when it says, "When they got back into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped Jesus, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" What a wonderful headline that we still would pronounce here today. Truly, you are the Son of God. No man alone can do these things. The Son of God walked on water. He saved Peter. He calmed the storm. He ceased the wind. He will save us from every wind of false doctrine, every lie of the devil, and every way of our own sinful flesh. He is worthy of our worship. Truly you are the Son of God. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.